Hi, so part three of the weekly stock market update. Now, I've been looking at one which the hedge funds liked, but I didn't get into, and I was wrong. They were right, which is unusual, because it's continued going up. I said it was overbought, and it's a classic example of when something is ramping up like this, when do you not want to stand in its way? Well, like I said before, listen to this carefully. This is the monthly momentum indicator. This is trading on momentum. That isn't fundamentals, because they don't change day to day, because accounts are only published every quarter. Okay, that's the first thing. Secondly, the reason I know it's momentum, not fundamentals, is just look at that bloody trajectory. So what do you do in that scenario? Well, what I tend to do is this. If the MACD is rising, I'm more than happy. Might even buy more. If it's sideways, I'm on slight alert. If it's dropping, might sell some of the position. If the price drops, say 10%, might sell 10, 20, 30%. If it crosses its signal line like that, its own moving average, then I want to be out by then. Don't want to be in. Okay, so that's general direction. Not one I own, by the way, like I said. One I do own, which initially I didn't, but then I thought, oh, actually, it's not looking too bad. Now, it's been a bit of a slow starter. It's popular with the hedge funds, not one I'd come across otherwise. It's a special situation on my great investments program because it didn't tick all... Actually, I'm not sure it ticked all our boxes. It might have done subsequently in March, which is why I got into it. So that's where we are with that. Don't forget, over 300,000 followers actually now. That's old. And a blue tick on TikTok. So have a look at that with over a million likes on some videos. Also, 77,000 followers on YouTube with a million views. Why your pension is performing poorly. And I've got everything from, like I said, iShares, to Royal London, Fidelity, Baillie Gifford, all of them have, well, I've ripped them a new hole, I think is what the Americans would say. Seven investment managers, obviously St. James's Place, any of their funds, so easy to pick on them. The fundamental problem being, and I've written an article on LinkedIn about this with some academic research to back up the view, is they're over-diversified. Over-diversification leads to lower performance. They basically are holding too many stocks. And you'll see that it basically leads to underperformance. So have a look on my LinkedIn, arpishpatel.com/links, if you don't know what that is. And also have a look at campaignforamillion.com. It'll explain to you why your pension's stinking and how that impacts productivity, health, relationships, everything, and what to do about it. Thank you very much. Oh, we've got a portfolio review on arpishpatel.com/links as well. And on that, campaignforamillion.com. We've got a great portfolio review. I should show you something else, which is the Telegram. I meant to show you this. Oh, come on. Right. So, Thiel, Bezos, and Zuckerberg joined Parade of Insiders selling tech stocks. They're accelerating their sales. Well, we already know the market's toppy. I didn't need them to sell to tell me that. By the way, they're not the ones who are selling. Their investment managers who sell, who believe the market's toppy, which is just as important a signal, I suspect. Oh, this is it. Vicious circle for the UK. Small caps are struggling globally, but London has good reason to fret about the fate of 250. Yep. Basically, what that article in Money Week says is the good companies are getting taken over and made private, and so all you're left with is dross. And, of course, people aren't listing in the UK either, I'm afraid. So major problems there. What else? This is on the private Telegram channel, arpishpatel.com/links. Oh yes, average inflation adjusted returns for US large cap equities per annum. Just showing you what the background radiation is. In other words, you know, 10% of my returns had come, a third of my returns would come from just the background uplift. 10%, and then I've just got to cherry pick the rest. Have a look at it. It's pretty good and amazing. Okay, and if you've got children looking at investing, there's a whole bunch of articles you'll be able to find, which I've written for kids as well to get them interested in investing, and why your pension performs poorly. A whole bunch of stuff. Really good information on Telegram on the public channel. There it goes, the public channel. How do you get it? arpishpatel.com/links. And it's completely free as well. Okay, thank you all.